This article is brought to you by the best-selling books A Write Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Peer-to-peer feedback, strengthening team bonds. Five frameworks that turn honest feedback into lasting trust. In short, this article covers five peer-to-peer feedback frameworks that give you a reliable structure for building trust and improving performance to honest colleague conversations. The SBI method. Situation, behavior, impact for clear, specific feedback. The feed-forward frame, future-focused feedback that avoids defensiveness. The 2x2 framework, balanced feedback that covers both strength and growth. Definition: peer-to-peer feedback is a structured exchange between colleagues at the same level, where each person shares specific observations about the other's work or behavior. Done well, it builds trust, sharpens performance, and distributes accountability across the whole team. Most people mean well when they give feedback to a colleague. The intention is there. But good intentions without structure tend to produce rambling conversations that leave both people feeling worse than before. I watched this happen earlier in my own career. A colleague tried to tell me I was cutting people off in meetings. He had every right to say it, because it was true. But he circled around the point for so long, and with so much apology, that I left the conversation confused and mildly annoyed. Nothing changed. Not because I was unwilling, but because I did not know what, specifically, I needed to do differently. Peer-to-peer feedback is one of the most powerful tools a team can use. It is also one of the easiest to get wrong without a clear method behind it. Without structure, even the best-intentioned feedback collapses into either vague pleasantries or clumsy confrontation. Frameworks are what keep you on the right path when the pressure of the moment pushes you toward your worst habits. In this article, you will learn five frameworks that give you reliable structure for feedback skills in any situation between colleagues. If you're also thinking about how feedback improves team performance more broadly, how feedback loops boost team synergy is worth reading alongside this one. Why structure matters more than you think. Most people assume good feedback is about personality. They think some people are naturally better at it. The truth is simpler and less flattering. The people who give good feedback have a system. They know what they are going to say before they say it, and they know in what order. When the stakes are low, you can improvise your way through a feedback conversation. But when the stakes rise, when the feedback is uncomfortable or the relationship is important to you, improvisation fails. You default to the habits you built under pressure, and those habits are rarely your best ones. Here is where having a clear framework makes the real difference. When you need to give feedback to someone who is more sensitive than average, a structure prevents you from softening the message into meaninglessness. When the feedback involves repeated behavior that has already been raised once before, a framework keeps you from sounding like you're piling on. When you are on the receiving end and feeling defensive, a structured process gives you something to follow instead of reacting in the moment. When the team culture does not yet have a strong feedback norm, a visible framework signals that this is a professional conversation, not a personal attack. When time is short and you need to be direct without being blunt, the right structure lets you say what needs to be said efficiently and with respect. The frameworks in this article give you that structure. Use them until they become instinct. Framework 1. The SBI method. The SBI method stands for Situation, Behavior, Impact. It is a three-part structure that keeps feedback grounded in observable fact rather than interpretation or opinion. What it is designed for. The SBI method works best for any feedback conversation where you want to be specific, clear, and free of blame. It is particularly strong when the behavior in question is concrete and recent. How it works. Number 1. Situation. Describe the specific context. Name the meeting, the project, the date, or the event. This anchors the conversation in something real, not a generalization. Example, in yesterday's project update meeting. Number 2. Behavior. Describe only what you observed, not what you inferred. Stick to actions and words. Leave out adjectives that judge character. Example, you interrupted Sarah 3 times before she finished her point. Number 3. Impact. Explain what effect that behavior had on you, on the team, or on the outcome. Keep this honest, but not exaggerated. Example, that made it difficult for the rest of us to follow her thinking, and she seemed to pull back from contributing after that. When to use it. Use SBI when the feedback is about a specific, recent incident. It works well in one-to-one conversations, particularly when you want to be direct without the other person feeling like they are under attack. When not to use it. Avoid SBY for broad conversations about someone's overall strengths or development direction. It is a precision tool, not a landscape one. A quick example in practice. In this morning's client call, you jumped ahead to the pricing before the client had finished explaining their concerns. That meant we spent the last 10 minutes backtracking, and the client seemed frustrated when we ended the call. I think they needed to feel heard before we moved to solutions. Eamon's take. SBI has been the most reliable feedback tool I have ever used. It is the one I recommend first to anyone who tells me they find feedback conversations difficult, because it takes the guesswork out of where to start. For a deeper look at how to apply SBI specifically within team settings, how to use the SBI method to give team members feedback that unifies instead of divides is worth your time. Framework 2. The Feedforward Frame. The feedforward frame shifts the focus from what went wrong in the past to what could go better in the future. Instead of analysing a mistake, you offer a specific suggestion for next time. What it is designed for. Feedforward works best when someone is already aware that something did not go well, or when past feedback has been ignored or resisted. It reduces defensiveness by pointing forward instead of backward. How it works. Number 1. Acknowledge the context. Name the situation briefly without dwelling on what went wrong. One sentence is enough. Example. I know the team debrief yesterday was difficult to navigate. Number 2. Offer one specific suggestion. Give a single, concrete idea for what could work better next time. Avoid lists of improvements. One clear suggestion lands harder than 3 vague ones. Example. One thing that might help next time is setting an agenda at the start and asking each person to hold the comments until the relevant item comes up. Number 3. Invite response. Ask whether the suggestion feels useful or realistic. This turns the conversation into a dialogue rather than a lecture. Example. Does that feel like something you could try in the next one? When to use it. Use feedforward when someone is already reflective about their performance, when defensiveness has been a barrier in past feedback conversations, or when the feedback cycle needs a reset. When not to use it. Do not use feedforward when the behavior is serious enough to require a direct reckoning with what happened. Some situations need accountability, not just a forward-looking suggestion. A quick example in practice. I noticed the presentation ran over by 20 minutes. Next time, it might be worth building a 2-minute buffer at the end of each section so you can sense where you are. Would that kind of internal checkpoint help you stay on time? Eamon's take. Feedforward is what I reach for when a colleague already looks defeated. It respects their self-awareness while still moving them towards something better. Framework 3. The 2x2 Framework. The 2x2 Framework organizes feedback into 4 clear areas: what is working well, what needs to change, what you should do more of, and what you should do less of. It gives both the giver and the receiver a balanced view. What it is designed for. The 2x2 is well suited to more substantial feedback conversations, particularly periodic reviews, post-project reflections, or situations where you want to give a rounded picture of someone's contribution. How it works. Number 1. What is working? Start with genuine, specific strengths. Not flattery, but real observations of what the person does well. Example. You are consistently the clearest thinker in the room when problems get complicated. Number 2. What needs to change? Name the one most important area for improvement. Be direct and specific. Example. Your written updates are often too long and the key point gets buried. Number 3. More of. Identify a behavior you want to see amplified. Example. You ask great clarifying questions in client calls. More of that, please. Number 4. Less of. Name a behavior that gets in the way. Keep this factual. Example. Less of the hedging language in your emails. State your recommendation clearly. When to use it. Use the 2x2 when you have enough material for a fuller conversation, at least 10 to 15 minutes. It works well as a regular rhythm between teammates who want to grow together. When not to use it. Do not use the 2x2 for quick, in the moment feedback after a single incident. It is too broad for that purpose and will feel disproportionate. A quick example in practice. Here is how I see your contribution this quarter. You're excellent at keeping stakeholder relationships warm. That is a genuine strength. The one thing to change is your tendency to agree in meetings and then raise concerns after. More directness in the room itself, and less of the follow-up messages that create confusion after decisions are made. Eamon's take. The 2x2 earns its place because it refuses to let feedback become only a list of complaints. Naming what works is not softening the blow. It is giving an accurate picture. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling books they write every time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Framework 4, the GROW method. The GROW method uses four questions to turn a feedback conversation into a coaching dialogue: goal, reality, options, and will. It works by drawing out the other person's thinking rather than simply delivering yours. What it is designed for. GROW is built for situations where you want the other person to arrive at their own solution. It is less about telling and more about guiding. It works especially well when the other person is capable but stuck. How it works. Number 1. Goal. Ask what the person is trying to achieve. Example. What outcome were you hoping for in that conversation with the client? Number 2. Reality. Explore what actually happened without judgment. Example. What did you notice about how the conversation went? Number 3. Options. Ask what different approaches might look like. Example. What could you do differently next time? What else might work? Number 4. Will. Agree on a specific next step. Example. Which of those options feels most realistic for you to try this week? When to use it? Use GROW when you want to develop someone's capacity, not just correct a single behavior. It takes longer than SBI, but the results are more durable because the other person owns a conclusion when not to use it. Do not use GROW when there is no room for options, when a specific standard must be met. Say so directly. GROW is the wrong tool when clarity matters more than exploration. A quick example in practice. What were you hoping would happen at the end of the team discussion? Right. So what did you observe about how it actually landed? Given the gap between those two things, what could you try differently? Which of those feels like the right next move for you? Eamon's take. GROW is the framework I use when I want someone to grow, not just comply. There is a real difference. And over time, GROW conversations produce people who can eventually coach themselves. For a fuller guide to applying GROW in team settings, see how to use the GROW method to turn team feedback into a synergy improvement plan. Framework 5. The Appreciation, Coaching, Evaluation Frame. The ACV frame distinguishes between three types of feedback: appreciation, recognition of what someone did well, coaching guidance on how to improve, and evaluation, an honest assessment of where they stand. The mistake most people make is blending all three in one conversation without naming which type they're offering. What it is designed for. ACU is designed to reduce confusion and manage expectations. It works best when you need to signal clearly what kind of conversation this is before it begins. How it works. Number 1. Appreciation. Offer genuine, specific recognition. Name the behavior and why it mattered. Example. The way you handled the difficult questions in last week's presentation was impressive. You stayed calm and gave clear answers under real pressure. Number 2. Coaching. Shift to improvement guidance and name the shift explicitly. Example. I want to offer some coaching on one area, separate from the appreciation above. Number 3. The evaluation. When an honest overall assessment is needed, give it plainly and frame it as an evaluation so the other person knows where they stand. Example. If I were rating your readiness for the lead role right now, I would say you're close, but not quite there yet, and here is specifically why. When to use it. Use ACE when you sense the other person might be unclear about what kind of feedback they are receiving, or when past feedback conversations have produced confusion or mixed signals. When not to use it. ACE is more structured and formal than most day-to-day exchanges require. Avoid it for quick corrections or small in-the-moment observations. A quick example in practice. I want to give you a bit of feedback, and I will tell you which type as we go. First, appreciation. Your preparation for the quarterly review was thorough, and it showed. Now some coaching, separate from that, the way you opened the meeting lost the room. And if you're asking for an honest evaluation of where you sit on presenting skills overall, I would say you're developing well, but need to work on commanding the room in the first 2 minutes. Eamon's take. ACE solves a problem I spent years creating by accident, giving coaching when people thought they were getting an evaluation, or offering appreciation when they needed honest assessment. Name the type. It changes everything. How to choose the right framework for your situation. Knowing the frameworks is only half the work. Knowing which one to reach for is the other half. Situation, best framework. A specific recent incident needs addressing SBI method. The person is already defensive or has resisted past feedback feedforward frame. A fuller, balanced review of overall contribution 2x2 framework. You want the other person to find their own solution grow method. The conversation mixes recognition and honest assessment ACE frame. Post-project team reflection with multiple people 2x2 or grow. Quick, in the moment observation after a single event SBI method. When more than one framework could apply, choose the one that fits the relationship as much as the situation. A colleague who trusts you can handle SBI delivered directly. A colleague who is still finding their footing may respond better to feedforward or grow. When in doubt, start with the simplest framework. Complexity is not strength. Common mistakes when using peer feedback frameworks. Frameworks only work when you use them with discipline, not as a script you recite mechanically without thought. Mixing frameworks mid-conversation. Jumping from SBI into grow and back again creates confusion for both people. Pick one framework per conversation and follow it through, softening the feedback until it disappears. Using a framework is not a reason to bury the key message in a cushion of reassurance. The structure should deliver the feedback more clearly, not less, skipping the impact step in SBI. People often describe the situation and the behavior, but leave out the impact. Without it, the feedback lacks weight, and the other person cannot connect their action to its real consequence, turning grow into an interrogation. A rapid-fire sequence of grow questions without genuine listening in between feels like a technique being performed rather than a conversation being had. Using feedback frameworks in public. No framework makes public criticism acceptable. Peer-to-peer feedback belongs in private. Delivering it in front of others turns a tool for connection into a source of humiliation. A framework used badly is still better than no framework, but a framework used well is a genuine advantage. How to start using these frameworks today? Do not try to master all of these at once. Pick one and work with it until it feels natural before moving to the next. Number 1. Choose one framework this week. Look at a feedback conversation you have been putting off. Decide which of the 5 frameworks fits it best. Write out what you would say for each component before the conversation happens. Number 2. Practice the script out loud. Speaking the words aloud, even to yourself, reveals where the phrasing is clumsy or unclear. Fix it before you are in the room with the other person. Number 3. Debrief after each conversation. Give yourself 2 minutes after a feedback exchange to reflect on what worked and what you would adjust. This is how the framework moves from a tool you use consciously to one you use instinctively. Number 4. Invite feedback on your feedback. After a few conversations, ask a trusted colleague whether your delivery is landing the way you intend. You will learn faster with someone else's eyes on your practice. Frameworks are tools. The more you use them, the less you have to think about them. Key takeaways. Here is what to carry with you from this article. Peer-to-peer feedback without structure collapses under pressure into vagueness or conflict. A framework is what keeps you on course. SBI is the most reliable starting point. Name the situation, the behavior, and the impact, and stop there. Feedforward is the tool to reach for when defensiveness has blocked feedback in the past. The 2x2 and grow frameworks are designed for deeper conversations that develop the whole person, not just correct a single action. ACE solves the confusion between appreciation, coaching, and evaluation by naming the type of feedback before it is delivered. No framework works without honesty at its center. Structure gives you clarity. Courage is still your job. If you're thinking about how feedback culture shapes team performance more broadly, how to give feedback that strengthens team synergy instead of breaking it builds directly on what you've learned here, and if feedback conversations are happening in the context of team meetings, the role of communication in meeting success and meeting facilitation skills for managers are worth reading back to back. For the moments when peer feedback tips into open disagreement, how to handle conflict during meetings will give you what you need. The best peer-to-peer feedback you will ever give is the kind that makes someone feel more capable, not less. That is the standard. Hold it. Frequently asked questions. What is peer-to-peer feedback? Peer-to-peer feedback is the practice of colleagues at the same level giving each other honest, specific observations about their work and behavior. It builds trust and accountability without relying on a manager as the only voice of improvement in a team. How do you give peer-to-peer feedback without damaging the relationship? Focus on specific behaviors and their impact, not on the person's character. Use a clear structure like the SBI method, choose a private setting, and make sure the other person knows your intention is to help them, not to criticize. Why is peer-to-peer feedback important for teams? It distributes accountability across the whole team instead of placing it only on a manager. Regular peer feedback builds psychological safety, improves self-awareness, and catches problems early before they grow into serious conflict. How often should peer-to-peer feedback happen? Frequent, small feedback exchanges are far more effective than rare, formal reviews. Aim for brief, specific feedback within 48 hours of the event it relates to. The closer to the moment, the more useful it is. What makes peer-to-peer feedback ineffective? Vague observations, poor timing, and a lack of structure are the most common reasons peer feedback fails. When people say things like you should communicate better without a specific example, it leaves the other person confused and defensive rather than equipped to change. How do you receive peer-to-peer feedback well? Listen without interrupting, ask one clarifying question if needed, and thank the person for the effort it took to speak up. Resist the urge to explain or defend immediately. Let the feedback settle before you decide what to do with it. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.